Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're heading into a week focused on pressing on, keeping at it when life gets difficult, when life gets confusing, when life is just life. And each day this week we'll look at something different from the prayer guide that I published yesterday on pressing on. And so today's topic in the week is press on to win the prize. I'm guessing that most people watching this like to win. It's something within us that desires victory. And Paul writes and he says he presses on toward the goal to win the prize of to which he's been called heavenward. And when we think about winning the prize, most of the time we think about our efforts. We win because we're good, because we've trained more than someone else, because we've practiced more efficiently, more effectively. But when we press on to win the prize, it's not really about being better than anyone else or better than everyone else. It's about keeping at it. The pressing on part is important. The prize, the victory, the goal has been accomplished by Jesus. We simply need to get there. When I think about pressing on toward that goal, I think about a trip, a vacation that requires a long journey. And sometimes we become weary in the traveling. But in a sense, we keep going because we know what's at the end of the journey. It would be rather crazy for me to plan a vacation to a nice Gulf Coast beach and take off driving with my family and 10 hours into the drive decide I'm tired. I think I'll just go home. Or I'll just stay where I'm at. This is good enough. I wouldn't do that. I would press on. I would keep going. I know what awaits when I finally reach that vacation destination. And yet, our enemy wants nothing more than to make us turn around, give up. And if he can't make us turn around, he works diligently to get us to just stop, to stay where we're at, to be comfortable. And God calls us to press on and reminds us that the prize is worth it. The goal is worth keep going. You see, we live life, and life is hard. Life is confusing. Life is messy. And when we are at our lowest points emotionally, physically, spiritually, the whispers for us to quit become louder and louder. we kind of become like the Israelites. While given a description of the promised land, the land that God was taking them to, they had a goal in mind, they had a destination, but it was taking longer than they expected, longer than they wanted. It wasn't easy. Food was scarce and water was scarce, and this trusting God to provide was getting old. And instead of pressing on, so many of them wanted to turn around and go back to slavery. And we read that and we think, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, what were they thinking? But then examine your own life. Look at the people that you know who have been told about the prize that awaits those who press on. But food becomes scarce, water becomes scarce, the journey becomes difficult, and all of a sudden their memories are, well, changed. And they want nothing more than to turn around and go back into the slavery of sin. You see, we're not that much different than the Israelites. But there is good news. There is hope. There are those within their number that chose to press on. Leaders such as Joshua and Caleb, who could see the good, but more importantly, could see the work of God, could trust God to give them what He promised. You see, when we fail to press on, we, in essence, are saying, I don't know that I believe You, God. I want the prize now. And if I can't have it now, I'm going to turn around and find my own prize. That was the Israelites' problem. They didn't trust God. Even though God was providing them manna, He was providing them water when it was needed. In a place where none of that should have been found, God was providing. But instead of seeing what God was providing, all they could see was the hardship. And in our life today, it seems it's so much easier to notice the hardship than the provision of God. And some of that is because of this human flesh that we always want more. God provides manna, but we want steak and potatoes. God provides water, but we want Dr. Pepper. And one of the things about pressing on to win the prize is it almost implies there's some difficulty involved. Otherwise, pressing on really wouldn't be necessary. And so today, as we spend time praying, consider the prize before you. Consider that heavenly reward, that eternity with Jesus, when you become discouraged, when you feel like giving up, remind yourself. Go back into God's Word of what it is you're seeking. I believe it's why it's so critical as we press on to win the prize that we consistently keep our eyes on Jesus. He is the prize. And by doing so, it should help us to not settle for half a journey. Not turn around when the going gets tough. And as we spend time talking to God, thank Him for the provision along the way, for providing what is needed, for giving us the strength and the motivation to press on. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've set before us a prize like no other. Eternal life, life with You. Father, You've made that way possible through Jesus Christ. Father, help us to not lose sight of the fact that the path remains. And though it may feel narrow and steep at times, it's always there. And You simply call us to press on so that we would win that prize. Not through our goodness, but through faithfulness. Father, as we live life, may we continually examine where we're at in this journey and what that next step forward looks like. May we live a life of faithfulness to You that shows those around us what it looks like to press on in the midst of good times, in the midst of adversity, in the midst of joy, in the midst of sorrow. Father, in every situation that we go through, may we know and understand how to press on to win the prize, how to stay faithful to Your Word, to Your Son Jesus. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that faithfulness would be a trait that we teach and model for them. That we would communicate the incredible prize that awaits those who remain faithful and are found faithful when Jesus returns. Father, may we talk about eternity in such a way that it's viewed as a prize, as a sought-after destination. Father, I pray that our children would not give up. They would not stop in their journey. They would not turn around away from that journey. I pray that You would surround them with good mentors and as well as their parents who would continually encourage and teach and walk with them as they make this journey, as they press on for that goal of winning the prize to which You've called them to. Father, for all of us as we live life, may we find contentment in pressing on. May we be those who overcome the obstacles and the distractions and the deceit that the enemy throws our way. And whatever we need to do, may we be willing to do it in order to keep pressing on. Father, this journey that we're on of life has its ups and downs. There's times where we have a flat tire, we blow an engine, or we just can't go on until we make some repairs and get some help. So, Father, in our desire and our commitment to press on to win the prize, may we help one another when their life has a flat tire or a blown engine. May we help get them back on the road, back on that journey, back to where they are pressing on to win the prize. Father, today may we keep Jesus before us in our thoughts, in our minds, in our actions. And may we live with faithfulness as we press on. And Father, may doing so accomplish that goal of lifting up Jesus. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.